الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد، الخالق للإنسان، المنعم عليه بالإيمان، المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: الشهر الحرام بالشهر الحرام والحرمات قصاص، فمن اعتدى عليكم فاعتدوا عليه بمثل ما اعتدى عليكم، واتقوا الله واعلموا أن الله مع المتقين، وأنفقوا في سبيل الله ولا تلقوا بأيديكم إلى التهلكة وأحسنوا إن الله يحب المحسنين، صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, yesterday we spoke about the ayat related to qital, and in yesterday's lesson we spoke about one incident that happened in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which actually happened in the sixth year after Hijrah. And that was the incident of Sulh al-Hudaybiyah, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they were prohibited and they were blocked from entering Makkah Mukarramah to perform Umrah. So they were prevented from entering Makkah. And then they came to some sort of agreement with the mushrikeen that in the following year they will perform Umrah. Came the following year, and we spoke about one concern, one worry that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum had, and that is if they have to come into Makkah, what if the mushrikeen have to now fight against them? Then what do they do? So Quranic verses were then revealed, وَقْتُلُوهُمْ حَيْثُ ثَقِفْتُمُوهُمْ, that you may then retaliate by killing them as well. In today's lesson we see that there was a second worry and concern that was found by the Sahaba radiallahu anhum on that same particular evening before they embarked on the journey to Makkah Mukarramah. And that was the time, the month. You see, they are now going to perform Umrah. This is the following year has now come. So they are performing Umrah now in the month of Dhul-Qa'dah. And Dhul-Qa'dah belongs to one of those four sacred months. So you get four sacred months in Islam. The first month is Dhul-Qa'dah, then Dhul-Hijjah, then Muharram, and then Rajab. So these are four sacred months in Islam. And fighting in these months are prohibited. So in Islam, to fight or to initiate any fight or to retaliate in these months, it is impermissible. This was the original law, and then this law was then abrogated later on after the seventh year after Hijrah. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were worried that if they have to come to Makkah Mukarramah and if the Kuffar have to now fight against them, so the verses were revealed, yes, you may retaliate. But what about the time and the month? Because now it is Dhul-Qa'dah and it is actually prohibited for us to now retaliate in this month. So then this verse was then revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then listen, الشَّهْرُ الْحَرَامُ بِالشَّهْرِ الْحَرَامُ, that the sacred month is for a sacred month. What do we mean by this? It means that fighting in a sacred month, you the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, fighting in a sacred month is on account of the kuffar fighting you in a sacred month. So if they have to initiate a fight in the sacred month of Dhul-Qa'dah, then of course you are permitted now to fight against them. So this verse came and abrogated the previous law where one could not fight in a sacred month. And remember, it is still preferable not to get involved with any sort of qital during the sacred months, although this law is now abrogated in Islam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْحُرُمَاتُ قِصَاصٍ. Then listen, the violation of any sanctity, the violation of any sanctity calls for qisas, that is retribution. In other words, if they have to violate the sanctity of the place, that means if they have to invade, if they have to fight you in Makkah Mukarramah, in Al-Masjid Al-Haram, because they have broken that law, they have violated the sanctity of the place of Makkah, that is the Haram, then of course, there is qisas, it is now permissible for you to retaliate in Al-Masjid Al-Haram by killing them as well. Or if they have to violate the sanctity of the time, that is if they have to fight you in Dhul-Qa'dah, then of course you are permitted to also retaliate in the month of Dhul-Qa'dah, which belongs to one of the four sacred months. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains this, وَالْحُرُمَاتُ قِصَاصٍ. What do we mean by the violation of a sanctity calls for qisas, that is retribution? Allah says, فَمَنِ اَعْتَدَى عَلَيْكُمْ. So whoever has to now aggress against you, فَاَعْتَدُوا عَلَيْهِ بِمِثْلِ مَا اَعْتَدَى عَلَيْكُمْ, then aggress against him in the like manner that he has aggressed against you. In other words, if it comes to Makkah Mukarrama in Al-Masjid Al-Haram, if they have to fight you, then you can fight in the like manner. But remember, there has to be this mumathala, there has to be this equality. If they have to fight you outside the month of Al-Masjid Al-Haram, or outside Al-Masjid Al-Haram, or outside the four sacred months, then it is impermissible for you to wage war against them during these months. So there is mumathala, there is equality in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and fear Allah regarding this equality. In other words, don't go beyond this. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. And if you fear Allah, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Let's spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah is now encouraging the Muslims and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum to spend in the cause of Allah. Why? Because if a person spends in the path of Allah, he's going to assist the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by assisting the deen of Allah, the Muslims will then gain the upper hand. And then Allah says, وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ. Alhamdulillah, you have monies. Do not throw yourselves into destruction. In other words, by you not spending in the path of Allah, you'll be putting yourself into destruction. Why? The kuffar, they will spend their monies against you, and then they will conquer you, they will gain the upper hand over you, and they will overpower you. So Allah says, do not put your hands into destruction. In other words, spend in the path of Allah, wa ahsinu, and do well in that. Ay wa ahsinu bin nafaqati fi sabilillah. That do well in that. Because if you spend in the path of Allah, inna Allah yuhibbu al-muhsinin, Allah loves all those who do good. This particular part of the verse actually refers to doing good by spending in the path of Allah and in all other causes of Islam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.